with refrigerated air, you just go from one to the other. You don't have to close down anything. Or
right. So you have refrigerated air. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Everybody does up here.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's neat. If you lived in a place where they had lots of blizzards, you'd want to have what kind of windows?
Shuttered windows, I think. Mm-hmm. Or insulated windows.
Insulated windows, okay. All of the objects in this room are collectively known as
furniture.
Mm-hmm. And a long piece of furniture that many people consider.
Sofa.
Okay. And a piece of furniture that has drawers in it that you can keep clothes.
A chest of drawers.
Okay. What about something shorter than a chest of drawers with
well, like a nightstand or
something with a mirror that you'd sit
in? Oh, a vanity.
Okay. If you were going to carry around water outside, you might use something with a handle.
Like a pail.
Uh-huh. And a pail might be made out of what material?
Well, it could be plastic or a metal pail of some kind.
Mm-hmm. What's an old kind of roof that makes a lot of noise when the rain hits it?
Oh, that's that roof that we had at, on the Big Island in Hawaii. They have a roof, it's metal, what do we call it?
A corrugated?
No. The rain really comes down, it gets so much rain there at Hilo, on the Big Island, it is absolutely, it has more rainfall than nearly any place, so they all have these corrugated roofs, that's what mm-hmm. they argue about.
Mm-hmm.
Make a lot of noise when it rains.
when you wash dishes, you would use a...
A washcloth?
Mm-hmm. And...
a dish rag, really.
What would your term be, dish rag?
Dish rag.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you dry dishes with a...
With a towel.
Okay. After a shower, you dry yourself off with a...
A towel. I actually have a robe I use, and then I use the towel as well.
Okay. When you want to wash the dishes, you turn on the...
I turn on the dishwasher. We'll say, you know, have you turned
well,
on the dishwasher?
Wash your hands, if you want to wash your hands,
Turn on the faucet.
Okay. And what comes out of the faucet?
Water.
Mm-hmm. And what would you heat water in for tea?
Oh, well, if you have a kettle, we always use the kettle.
What would you cook an egg in?
Well, my mother used to cook them in ramekins, we call them. Little individual china dishes, very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But we cook it in a frying pan.
Mm-hmm. Now, a lamp that's made out of a bottle with a rag in it and some something to burn inside.
Oh.
What's that called?
I guess an oil lamp.
Okay.
Let's see, they have those hurricane-shaped tops on some. An oil lamp, I guess.
What might you burn besides oil?
What may you burn? A candle? Bella. I'm sorry to say Bella, which is candle.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In one of those lamps, there's another liquid fuel that you might burn.
Oh, oil?
But besides oil, another one.
Let's see. Gee, I'm sorry, I can't think of
it. Well, that's okay. Well, let me ask you this. Is kerosene the same as oil?
Well, I know kerosene lamps. Well, I guess it is a substitute in a lamp, a kerosene thing.
Now, a bed that you make up on the floor is called a...
You mean it's flat on the floor? A real bad idea, I call it.
Well, if you had lots of grandkids coming over and you didn't have a place to put them.
A pallet.
Okay. what would you call a heavy bed cover?